From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. There's a movement in the South to train more nurses on how to help people following a sexual assault. It's part of a decades-old program that gives medical professionals tools to provide trauma-informed care. It's recently been made free to attend. As the Gulf States Newsroom's Drew Hawkins reports, it could help with prosecutions. A warning for listeners, the story does contain descriptions of sexual violence.
In a small, brightly lit meeting room at Ochsner Rush Medical Center in Meridian, Mississippi, seven nurses from across the region are sitting around tables, sipping coffee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank y'all for being here.
It's Monday morning, and they're getting ready for a long week of training to become sexual assault nurse examiners, or SANEs. These are nurses who conduct forensic exams and collect potential evidence as part of a SAFE kit, which used to be called a rape kit.
How many of you learned about the SANE program or SANE nursing or forensic nursing in nursing school?
Shalada Sharp is one of the lead instructors. Not a single hand goes up.
Me either. So forensic nursing is the best kept secret in the nursing community, in my opinion.
Sharp is a certified SANE with the Mississippi Coalition Against Sexual Assault. It's an organization that puts on free courses like this one, hoping to get more nurses trained and certified. She says it can be tough to get time off or pay for extra classes.
Our goal is that nurses are educated on this episode of care and utilize that in their practice.
Sharp says the vast majority of sexual assaults that are reported don't lead to a conviction. A forensic exam from a SANE could improve the chances of prosecution, but Alabama only has 44 certified SANEs for the entire state. Louisiana, 42. Mississippi has 8. Sharp is here in Meridian to try and boost that number. And she says any nurse can do a forensic exam.
If you can operate a Q-tip, then you know how to do the kit.
What makes a SANE special is the holistic, trauma-informed care they provide sexual assault patients, addressing both physical and emotional needs. Nurses will follow up with patients and connect them with support services. That's what brought this group here. The nurses all volunteered for this training, and for different reasons. Some say they don't have any SANEs at their hospital, and others, like Jenny Cochran, say it's personal. Someone close to her was assaulted and didn't get this kind of care.
So this is near and dear to my heart, and I would like to be an advocate for those that don't have a voice.
Throughout the course, the nurses learn everything from exam and interview techniques to working with vulnerable populations like human trafficking survivors. They also take part in a mock trial in a real courtroom with real lawyers, because SANEs can be qualified as experts and testify in court.
Y'all ready?
No.
None of the nurses are looking forward to this.
The state calls Jenny Cochran.
Nurse Jenny Cochran makes her way to the stand, swears to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and Lauderdale County Assistant DA Kate Martin questions her just like they would in a real trial.
Ms. Cochran, what color were these bruises that you observed?
Reddish blue.
And then comes the cross-examination with another DA posing as a defense lawyer.
You weren't there when it happened, is that right?
Yes.
You saw nothing.
Right.
This part can feel intimidating. In fact, many nurses say the fear of potentially having to testify in court is what keeps them from becoming SANEs in the first place. Cochran gets some feedback from the pretend judge, another DA, and it's over.
This is the part I was the most scared of.
Well, you did great.
Cochran says this training made court feel less scary, and she's ready to bring what she's learned to her patients and spread the word to other nurses.
I really, really learned a lot this week, and also learned how great of a need there is, that there's more of a need than there is resources or people to actually take care of these people. So hopefully through education, we can get more people on board.
Cochran says the most important part of being a SANE is the compassionate care they provide, how it can help avoid re-traumatizing the patient who has just experienced the worst. And after this week, the South will have 7 more nurses able to provide that care. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Drew Hawkins.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi.